All right, Kay, what are you doing this time?
Well, Gary, it's been a while since I've checked in on Mugen, and I figured we would play around with that.
Yeah, I've been nostalgic for Mugen recently. Yeah. Salty Bets?
Do you remember Salty Bets?
I do remember Salty Bets. I had a lot of fun with Salty Bets.
Salty Bets seems like it is something that is still around, just unheralded. Is that true?
Or it got co-opted by monsters or something.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think that's true. I'm not trying to lay the heaven that, but I can imagine the worst people in the world getting into it and then just being like, no, it's finally Mark Kern versus a Toyota Corolla. Who wins woke? You know, or something like that.
It's, oh man, it's Bill Maher versus the Teasler. Yeah.
I would love to see Mark Kern versus a Toyota Corolla.
But I just figured, you know, I would hit a character randomizer on here and let's see what we can pull up. Okay.
Yeah. I think it sounds great.
Yeah. I'm hoping for something like Carlton from Fresh Prince. I can get Carlton versus Kuja from Final Fantasy IX.
I really like when Hank Hill shows up. Hank Hill's really good in this.
All right. Okay. It's finally the roulette is slowing down. And what is Bean the Dynamite? Oh, shit. I remember. That's from Fighters Mega Mix, where you could fight a car. You literally could fight the Hornet from Daytona USA in that.
Yeah. Yeah. It's quite the mix.
Yeah. Okay. What the fuck is this thing? It's from a game. It's called Dynamite Ducks.
Foreboding. My name is Gary Butterfield, he, him.
My name is Kay Ross, she, her.
And you're listening to Abject Suffering, where we'd like you to like, comment, unlike, subscribe, reply to your own comment, dislike, delete your reply, like, continue.
Repeat as if you were washing your hair. So yeah, we're talking about Dynamite Ducks. This is a Gary pick. Even before we get to the thing, which I'm sure we're going to dine on about this.
Yeah.
This has the same like something's really wrong here kind of energy as like Dynamite Heady, right?
Something about the Dynamite prefix.
Yeah.
It means bad vibes.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to get to a thing. Mm-hmm. There's a reason why this was picked. And you astute listeners, Abject Suffering historians might have remembered us hearing about a game called Gender Wars and being like, this is an Abject Suffering emergency.
Mm-hmm.
It still is.
It is.
Like real life, sometimes there are multiple emergencies. All at once. It will come. Mm-hmm. We'll talk about that game. But I found out about something through a random YouTube. I want to talk about it. Treat this as if that doesn't exist, though. And just talk about the game for a second.
Yeah. So this is like, what if a kitty double dragon alike?
Like a kitty cartoon double dragon, but it's not quite like R. Crumb or Ralph Bakshi art,
mm-hmm.
but it kind of is.
Yeah.
Like, the character designs in this, there's a lot of beheaded dogs and stuff. Like, I mean, and the head, just the head.
Head with little feet growing out like it's the thing monster.
A lot of things that look like children's conceptions of monsters in this.
Yeah, like this would be like scribbled crayon drawings in Alessa's notebook from Silent Hill.
Yes.
Yeah. As he Tex Avery cited as kind of a little bit of the hallmark for this.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes. There's a weird thing. So it's a beat 'em up. Mm-hmm. You're two ducks. You go through cartoony levels fighting dismembered body parts of cartoons, largely. Mm-hmm. And the one of the things that's really weird is there is no rhyme or reason to the weapon loadout.
Yeah.
Like you get weapons in this. Generally, you can just punch. You move on the diagonals and stuff. Mm-hmm. When you pick up a weapon, it has limited ammo, and it is either bombs or like ping pong balls,
yeah,
or a squirt gun or a rocket launcher, like, or a gun.
I'm watching the blue duck try and approach the position of a mortar launcher.
Yes. Yeah, there are mortars in this.
Yeah, there are mortars. And now he just picked up a rocket launcher and is shooting it at army dogs. Oh, yeah. Also mooses that are kind of like a push me, pull you kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. This feels like it would be the fake arcade game in a creepypasta.
A little bit. Like, it feels real weird. This was an arcade game. Came to the Sega Master System, the literal master of systems.
Yes.
I had never heard of it before. I've never seen this in the arcades by Sega.
There's no reason to have known about it. Not at all.
Very obscure. Developed by Sega AM2. You know, so people didn't hang on and run and bullshit like that.
Yeah, it's a Yu Suzuki joint.
Yep. The reason why I know about this is I was watching YouTube. YouTube was serving me up YouTube slop.
Okay.
And one of the things was the Easter eggs in games that took the longest to find. You know, and I was like, okay. You know, I don't care about that, but what are you going to do? Not watch something?
I want to, at the very least, hear about the work that was done. Yeah. What were some of the cohorts in this that were...
The most known one that I remembered, because I knew about it before, was the tells and punch out.
Okay.
Like the fact that like all of the timing things actually have somebody in the audience who nods or like does a camera or something like that.
The camera flash. Yeah.
There's more than that too, which I didn't realize. Like there's a bunch of them.
Yeah.
You know, you're meant to watch people in the background to know how to do things. But a lot of them were not memorable or were from games I'd never heard of. And like weirdly still haven't heard of, like they didn't stick in my mind.
No, part of
it was a fugue state, like the blast radius from this. Like this happened and it kind of eliminated time before and after it.
Yeah. Something like this comes and it obscures like everything around it. Yeah.
Yes.
I totally know what you mean. How did it, was it an age gated video? were there sensor bars?
There were sensor bars. So this game has an intro to it. And in this intro, it explains the story of the game. You got Bin and Pin, who are pet ducks who belong to a lady named Lucy. Mm-hmm. A maid shows up and
the mage
grabs her, kidnaps her. Mm-hmm. That's, and you go back and you punch, discarded dog heads.
Yep.
You know, with mortars.
until justice is done. Lucy, startled and frightened, was kept in a miracle ball and taken away to Acha-Cha world by Acha-Cha the Great.
Yes,
therefore, Bin and Pin.
Yeah. Oh, well, nevertheless, Bin and Pin rose up. Bins and Pins rise up.
Ventured into Acha-Cha world to rescue her. This is the version that opens up every version of this game, including the Amiga version, which is the one that contains the Amiga and the Atari ST version, the home microcomputer one. Yeah.
It's worth noting, like, Bin and Pin, for the context of this thing, are pretty creepy looking. Like, when you were talking about the scary vibes of this, they're palette swapped, but these are some dead-eyed fucking mascots.
They are big Sonic eyes, and they've got like a mouth that is permanently open and kind of a version of the awesome smiley smile.
A little bit. They don't look like they have, their facial expressions don't change. So like there is an unmoving scariness to this, I think.
Yes. Yeah.
In the code, if you check in the code, there's a line in the code that says, if you want to see something dirty, put code here, and then there are little dots, five dots. Mm-hmm. That is your clue to replace those five dots with the word dirty in a hex editor.
Yes.
Which you could do on an Amiga or Atari ST, you know?
One of the beautiful things about them, yeah.
And then you get an alternate intro, which is crazy. So like it takes off Lucy's shirt, you know, their tits. Yeah. Pretty tame compared to what we're going to get.
Yeah. And it looks kind of like Ben and Pin, the two ducks, are just kind of like chasing each other around. That is not what is happening, dear listener. Should we just read this and take it sentence by sentence?
Yeah, let's ping pong the sentences here. And keep in mind, this is not, you can't just like pop the game in and do this. You do have to fuck with the code. This is a hidden Easter egg.
So well hidden that it took 30 years to find.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. One day, Lucy was playing with herself while Ben and Pin were buggering each other in the beautiful flower garden.
You gotta love that microcomputer audience. They knew that they were talking to filthy Brits.
Yeah, you know, they were isometrically buggering each other. They were doing it British style, which is you go diagonal on your bed.
Yep. They call it doing the dizzy.
Yeah, you do the dizzy. It's missionary, but you just go from corner to corner.
Of what? With what?
does not matter. It's just the important thing is that it's isometric.
Yeah. Then suddenly... like this, an evil black pimp appeared and changed into some kinky leather gear while they were watching.
Yeah. So this is A-Cha-Cha.
Yeah.
Who it's worth noting, A-Cha-Cha has, you know, some minstrel show features kind of generally. So turning him into a black pimp, not great.
Yeah. You know? Not especially dressed up like a pimp. He's kind of like, what if you gave a Choaniki the sloth from Seven treatment?
Yeah.
He's kind of emaciated there.
Like a Choaniki jerky.
Yeah. You know? Like, somebody locked Choaniki into a sauna.
You've probably thought about that. Like the Choaniki guys would make a nice jerky. Those guys would jerky up real nice.
Got a lot of real lean to them. Yeah.
Like they're basically walking pemmicans at this point. Lucy startled and orgasmed at the size of his miracle balls and disappeared with the pimp into his sleazy brothel. Now, the size of his miracle balls, keep in mind, people who remember the first intro, that's like the prison orb he put her in. You know, the anti-escape orb he put her in. But now he's got the size of his miracle balls. I just really like that expression.
Yeah.
Yeah.
startled and over Simpson.
Yeah,
startled. Smiling politely.
Like being startled is the least orgasmic thing in the world. That's how you ruin orgasms according to Google searches. It's one of the ways, let's say you're masturbating and you have the hiccups. You can get rid of both with a quick boo. You know,
I love the idea. Yeah, I'm into ruined orgasm mask play. Just in the middle, just like as you're about to go, she just like puts on a scary mask.
Yeah.
What if suddenly she's Pennywise?
Yeah, and starts pulling out some fushigi. You know, and just like, oh shit, the miracle balls.
Oh my god. Therefore, Ben and Pin stopped giving each other one and ventured into the brothel, not wanting to miss out.
And then you go to the street and you punch the heads of dogs who have mortars.
Yeah,
it's a beautiful, surreal moment in games.
It's beautiful. The first thing that you see joining in his realm is Kentucky Friend Chicken, which is not there in the arcade ROM, with just the Colonel, with Colonel Sanders.
Colonel Sanders standing there, like just standing outside. You can't interact with him. It's like a phantom Colonel. It's a force ghost of the Colonel in the evil pimp realm. You know, from A-Cha-Cha. The black pimp. It's really weird. Like, this is some classics of game shit that doesn't present visually as well.
Right.
It isn't so much of its text. Mm-hmm. But, like, just in terms of a sequence of actions, that's video games.
That is video games, specifically to me.
Yes. This port was done by Core Design. These are the people who made Tomb Raider.
Yeah.
People who made Tomb Raider were involved in writing this text. Good for them.
It's beautiful. I'm glad that they got to have a little bit of fun.
Yeah. It's and you don't usually see playing with yourself, buggering, orgasm, and giving each other one, you know, as terms. Like, those are specific and nice.
Those are incredibly specific and also, like, very quaint, like, yes, in a pre-internet kind of way to me.
Giving each other one.
Giving, you know, just really sticking it to each other.
Yeah, it's really nice. You know, I don't know. There's something very, like, return about this. This feels like the kind of thing, the way that reactionary gamers want to return to old school games. I wish they liked this instead of, like, 2004.
Yeah.
Like, you know, instead of yearning for product number three or whatever.
just really out there cranking it so right to Blood Rain. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, what if it was this? Like, come on.
Uh-huh.
Remember that arcade game that was, like, horny? That weird horny Bomberman? That porn Bomberman I brought that they have the arcade copy in Porter World?
Mad Donna?
Yeah, Mad Donna.
Yeah.
You know, like, pornographic, but in a way that's impossible to feel anything about, other than just, like, joy and affection.
It's like pornographic specifically in the sense of, like, a Tijuana Bible, like,
yes.
I don't know, starring, I was about to say the kid from Foxtrot, but that would be horrible.
Yeah, that's not great. And probably already nope. exists.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because Foxtrot.
That's a child. That's a child.
Well, it's a deep well right in terms of Tijuana Bibles and pornography and stuff.
Right.
Mallard Fillmore's, like, got a 10-dick beak.
How many miracle balls can Mallard?
It's like just Mallard Fillmore making miracle ball foie gras, choking him up.
Oh, God. Just Mallard. Just Mallard Fillmore, just worshiping Doonesbury.
Just some Mallard Fillmore on Ziggy, like, fucking round action.
Oh my God! Yeah, there is a real quaintness to that. To the playing with yourself anyway, and the fact that we're let down by the audio medium. The font on it is like this weird little, like, semi script, so you're almost like you're kind of trying to decipher it at the same time, and every single word is kind of like, well, that can't possibly be what word they're trying to say.
Yeah, it's a really nice, like, throws you off. Like, if orgasms get ruined by, like, a jump scare, your day gets kind of off your rhythm. Like, it is a doing this. I had to pause it, you know. Mm-hmm. I was playing the game. It went by really fast, you know, playing the version that you can play with the thing of this. And I went on YouTube to find this cutscene because I couldn't read it fast enough.
Yeah.
The script. I had to, like, actually get the script. And then later I found the script on the cutting room floor.
Of course.
So I could just read it whenever I like. I got a copy saved on my phone.
It's in my incognito tabs.
I'm gonna print it out and put it on a Live Laugh Love. Up in the guest room, you know, just as a thing. Like, you know.
Oh man. There's just something about, like, the very cute script of it. It's like that Mission Hill gag about, like, I've never seen the word douchebag written so neatly before.
Yeah. Well, the script, and then also, you know, this is kind of going back to its quaintness in general, but one of the things I just thought of that it reminds me of is doing Mad Libs before you understand sex.
Oh yeah.
You know, like that's a fun thing, because you do a Mad Lib, you do dirty Mad Libs and stuff. It's always about, like, a lawyer paying her parking meter with wet and wild balls.
Yeah.
You know, or something like that. You know?
And then the pubes showed up.
Here come the pubes. Because there's only so many dirty words, you know?
Yeah. Especially in a little kid's imagination. Yeah.
You know, she fucked wetly down the street until the pubes said shit. You know, it's all stuff like that. Like, that's kind of what this reminds you of a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like
it. Oh gosh. I also like, again, I'm just pointing stuff out here. Sleazy is misspelled too.
Yeah.
Sleazy's two E's instead of EA.
Well, this is, like, you think, like, this is 1989. These Tomb Raider developers are babies.
They're little babies. They're little babies who would do exactly this kind of thing.
Yeah. I don't know. I fucking love it. This is even before getting into, and this has nothing to do with anything, but the title screen on this game is insane. If you like fonts, you will like this title screen. And if you like, weirdly, like off center, the rules of composition on this title screen is a lot.
Yeah. Yeah. And the fact that it's all puzzle pieces too.
The, well, the one I'm looking at is the one, on the cutting room floor.
Oh, okay. Cookie.
This might be, it says the title screen for the Amiga version, but where it's like Dynamite and then ducks in three different fonts, each letter in a different font with like a random bomb, the two ducks walking in step with Sega off center.
Uh-huh.
Like, yeah, it's very beautiful.
Incredibly beautiful. That bomb is there as though it is like dotting an I or something. But it's right below the I. It's not, it's dotting the X.
Yeah, it's dotting an X.
Yeah. Also, there's like there are two dots over the U, making this game show up in certain databases as Dynamite Dukes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I didn't get this far in the game because it's not very good. But the Colonel Sanders in this also judges a boxing match in the bonus levels, where Bin and Pin fight each other. They get to the end, they box for points. They beat the shit out of each other. And Colonel Sanders decides which one is better, which is really dark given that they're both like poultry.
Oh, you know what's going to happen to the losers. Yeah.
Yeah. Or the winner. Like, I don't know how the Colonel chooses.
We're just both of them.
Yeah.
I'm looking at the, I'm looking at the final boss here. And that is also, again, he starts out with a body, Gary. Mm-hmm. And as the duck punches him, like he goes down to just being a head with feet.
Yeah. Somebody really liked that.
Yeah.
The implication is that, or the, you know, the obvious joke is that it was a fetish for them, you know, like it's obvious to go to sex right away. They liked that because they had like a head fetish. And obviously everything is a fetish. I don't know if there is just a freestanding dog head fetish. They're on the cover of the Sega Master System version as well.
They are. Yeah.
Like something about somebody being reduced to a head is like a recurring dream or something this person had.
And that's basically making them into a Pac-Man.
Yeah. Like a Pac-Man, like a, you know, gritty Pac-Man just being a shitty Souls, like should have been a human head that moved around doing Pac-Man stuff, like in a Katamari scale, like in a house.
Oh yeah, you're right. And it should be like the squats that you clean in House Flipper. Just like you need to subsist on the cockroaches. Yeah.
With that, and you could add ghosts too, like the house, you know, House Flipper X Phantasmagoria, or not Phantasmagoria, the ghost one. Oh, the good ghost.
You pushed it out of my head. Phasmophobia. There we go.
Phasmophobia. Yeah, not Phasmagoria. Mm-hmm. You know, so you could still have ghosts in there, but just have them be scary ghosts and you're just a head. Like, what are you going to do?
Yeah.
Roll around.
What would the power pellets be?
Oh, ground drugs. I don't know.
Tide pods.
Yeah, Tide pods, aspirin. I don't know. Like, you know, I think it's Tide Pods.
Just loose pills. Yeah.
Yeah. Just those trucker baggies. Those fun trucker miscellaneous one of everything baggies.
Yeah. Yeah. The Royal Sampler.
Yeah. The Royal Sampler.
Uh-huh.
Man. Not tons on game facts about this, even though surprisingly this is pretty well liked.
Yeah, people seem to enjoy it specifically because of its obscurity.
I think also it was on the Sega Master System and like...
Oh, and 64 effect. Yeah.
Yeah, the Sega Master System, on my Steam Deck, I have a bunch through the help of internet friend, have a bunch of emulator stuff on there set up now. And I've been fucking around with the Master System library with my weird delusion that like systems I didn't have a lot of experience with probably have some good games. Mm-hmm. Oftentimes not true.
Right.
You know, it's a fun thing to think, but it's not true.
Yeah.
And the like there aren't any good Game Gear games.
You don't have to hand it to the Lynx.
Yeah, you don't have to. There aren't any. Like there's things that you can kind of tolerate a little bit, but like worth playing? No. Nothing cycles up to that bar. More or less the same for the Master System. Like there's, you know, Phantasy Star is really cool and innovative. There's a couple things that are fine, but the I can understand being a Sega Master System kid and being like, yeah, Dynamite Ducks is actually pretty good.
Yeah.
Actually pretty sick.
Well, there's just there's whole regions that like it, you can't go to Australia now because now that you've said that because they will fucking ruin you there.
Yeah,
we're talking bad about the master system. There are Brazil. Whole regions of the world. Exactly, there are whole yeah, regions Brazil of the world the that because Nintendo fucks shit up that it just that all of them are master system kids. It's weird.
Yeah, master system kids. You could even look down on them.
You know,
as like a Genesis kid, like you, that's below you.
we didn't think it was possible. Like even making fun of TurboGrafx kids is like shooting sideways, right?
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Now Master System kids?
Uh-huh.
Oh, Sega Pete to the Master System.
Everything was downhill from there.
Yeah, I'm like, Zelda? Like, no, thank you. Uh-huh. Golden Axe Warrior.
That doesn't even have the dignity of being like a 32X guy, right?
No. No. Yeah.
You know.
Which would like, also be weird.
Extremely weird because that's just bad versions of games that were available elsewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Other than being well liked on GameFAQs, there's not a whole lot going on. There is a game going on here, which is I'm gonna hide here since Tails is everywhere else.
That could be like a game jam prompt, actually.
Yeah, yeah. That does sound like a good, like scary game, like a Eggs for Bart kind of thing. But apparently like Tails is chasing this person. And this is a very popular thread from 16 years ago.
Yeah. 11 pages of this. Appears to be mostly a conversation between Mrs. _ Marth and _ Icy.
Yeah. Underscores were big at the time.
Yeah. Well, you know, you got to differentiate yourself somehow. Ooh. And then eventually Tails 82 hops into the mix.
Shit. Yeah.
Yeah.
You can't hide from Tails, Mr. X. Yeah.
Found you at some point. Just punches through the wall.
punches in the wall saying, I don't need anyone to tell me. Little sup. So I might have found this earlier if I had the time to go board hunting. But I won't be doing that for most of the summer. I'm back home now and on a dial-up connection, which makes board hunting even slower. I'm not up for it. Continues. Invade your boards with a bunch of random people? I come alone. Unless you're talking about Color of Magic, I only invited Laharis. All those people found it because board got to number 5 on the Commodore 64. Trackstar found it and invited a whole bunch of others. I didn't know what was going on until I got an explanation from him. This message was deleted at the request of the original poster. Tails 82 is going through some stuff
here. Yeah.
Not up for the board hunt.
Quoting Tails 82, quoting a post. And Tails, I love how you deleted all the creepy stuff you said to me before linking someone here. And they respond, what creepy stuff? I don't see anything.
Oh, yeah. I feel bad for finding this board. Boy, yeah. This is having a hard... They're having a hard time. I wonder what they posted.
I really need to know is the thing.
Excerpts from the Iran-Contra scandal? The Oliver North trial? Falklands 82? My secret board?
wait a minute. Is Frozen Kratos Scooter Libby?
Frozen Kratos equals Scooter Liberty. Scooter Libby. Believe it.
Yeah. Posting language has, you know, I think changed a lot over the last like 10 years or so, you know, I think that, you know, just things started iterating pretty rapidly, but like you forget how for a while, like this is going up to like 2008, I think.
Yeah.
2000. Yeah. Ish. For a long time, everything was kind of just the same, like AOL chat speak to a degree. I'm speaking like specifically like chat room. I think that like with these kinds of emoticons and with the like stylizing like little like stage direction kind of things.
Yeah, enters. Yeah, leaves.
Yeah. Uh-huh. You kind of that kind of like message board or chat board or chat room like role playing style was dominant for a really really long time.
It's a social. I think like Twitter killed it.
Yeah.
Like. Doing posts that are not a message board, like the death of message boards. Obviously, me saying the death of message board killed message board speak, but like changed the language as well.
Yeah.
You know, these kind of like needing to role play what you might be doing in there, like a D&D game.
Yeah. Like I very like, you know, pretty early on in my posting career, just started maining something awful where this didn't happen.
Yeah.
And in fact, just kind of ended up being something that was made fun of, but like definitely. Good. Yeah.
Yeah. Like SA, a lot of problems. Uh-huh. But you know, and made fun of, you know, caught a lot of strays with what they made fun of, but uh-huh. This was good. They were correct here. Yeah. They were cooking.
Yeah.
Make fun of this shit.
God. Just I just always think about, like, I need to find the actual text of it, but it's like two people having an argument about something stupid, but because they were like doing inflation fetish role play, or like that was where they were doing the, you know, that was where they were having this argument, one of them just ended the post with I take a bicycle pump and pump you up real big at the end of it. So it's like, yeah, you're wrong about the best character to play in Smash Brothers.
Pump, pump, I take pump, a bicycle pump, pump, and pump you up real big. Out. Start saying that whenever I leave the room.
Good luck bouncing right. After me.
I take a bicycle pump and I pump you up real big. Take care.
Later. Later.
See you tomorrow.
Yeah.
Ding dong.
Oh, my God. Just right? rock hard playing Dig Dug.
Crazy. Somebody really disliked that in Dig Dug.
They hadn't yet uncovered the conventional sexuality of the Dynamite Ducks Easter egg.
Yeah.
So we had to suffice
the heteronormativity of Dynamite Ducks secret intro. male sex fantasy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh man! Just imagine having miracle balls.
They're not.
No.
What can people do?
If people want to, they can support us on Patreon. It's the way we get to continue doing this show and shows like it. Patreon.com/DuckFeedTV, where you can kick us some money and get a bunch of bonus content. What else can they do?
You can leave us ratings and reviews. You can tell your friends. You can post about us on places. That's very useful. And you can join us in thanking our producer, Gwen.
Thank you, Gwen.
Yeah. Go, Gwen. Until next time, what should they do?
Until next time, Gary, this has been Abject Suffering, where we would never call your Abuelita Biznatch.